Now, believe it or not, The Clean is actually cited as one of the first bands in New Zealand to play original music. And with a style that brought together primitive punk energy, jangling pop melody, and touches of psychedelic experimentation, their influence can actually be heard in bands like Yola Tango, Superchunk, Pavement, and Guided by Voices. Up next, I'm going to start off the next set with a song from a 1982 EP. And what I love is the name of this EP is Great Sounds Great, Good Sounds Good, So-So Sounds So-So, Bad Sounds Bad, Rotten Sounds Rotten. Yep, that's the name of the EP from said EP. It's Sidon here in a half-hour block of The Clean on WRCC.
Sidon. I go Sidon. A brick wall. I see a brick wall. A brick face. A face of brick. I feel sick. I go Sidon. I go Sidon. Sidon, I go Sidon, I go Sidon. I crawl to the wall, I crawl with the wall. A lovely brick wall, a lovely brick wall. And I go Sidon.
family time for an hour of bluegrass on the Black Diamond Show right here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Did you know that Lyme disease is the most prevalent tick-borne illness, with about 220,000 new cases occurring each year? Believe it or not, you can test negative for Lyme and still be infected. Many victims of Lyme report never seeing a bullseye rash, and it can be very difficult to diagnose because it mimics other illnesses, such as multiple sclerosis, ALS, and Alzheimer's. To learn more, go to www.LymeDiseaseAssociation.org.
Attic Records joins you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records, located in Millvale, is open 7 days a week, providing new and used records and CDs. From metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all stops in between, Attic Records has the hottest new releases and all the older music you want. Family-owned and operated, Attic Records pays for quality used records and CDs with no collection too big or too small. You can visit Attic Records today or call them at 412-821-8484 and get the music you need. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, please email PR@WRCT.org for more info about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Tune into the Saturday Light Brigade, where host Larry Berger brings you acoustic music, puzzles, interviews, and live performances weekly on the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on WRCT Pittsburgh. Do you remember what Top 40 radio sounded like in the 1970s? We don't, but Jay Thurber might. Say okay, Gen Xer, and tune in to Radio 9 from 12 to 3 p.m. Saturdays for your mix of oldies, newies, and snark here on Independent Freeform Radio, 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh. It's time to check the WRCT Pittsburgh radio calendar and music calendar. More listings are available at WRCT.org on the Events tab. Here's a sample of the listings at the WRCT radio calendar. Now through April 1st, at the Brewhouse Gallery, 711 South 21st Street, on the south side. The Brewhouse Association is presenting Lay Bear, curated by Zeal Eva, inviting 8 black women artists in Pittsburgh to answer the question, who would you be if you could be your most authentic self? Again, Lay Bear is on display at Brewhouse Gallery, 711 South 21st Street, on the south side through April 1st, and more information is at brewhousearts.org. The Pittsburgh Humanities Festival is coming up. Various locations throughout the cultural district, March 24th to the 26th. Internationally acclaimed artists and performers will join community leaders, academics, and changemakers from Pittsburgh and beyond at the 2023 Pittsburgh Humanities Festival. The Pittsburgh Humanities Festival will be held at various locations of the cultural district on March 24th through the 26th. For more information, visit trustarts.org. And here are some things from the WRCT music calendar. First, Lisa Alexander has an announcement for us.
Hi, I'm Lisa Alexander from Calliope, the Pittsburgh Folk Music Society. We are delighted to be presenting Hubby Jenkins with special guests Valerie and Benedict Turner on Saturday, March 25th at 7:30 p.m. at the Kelly Strayhorn Theater in East Liberty. As an integral member of the Carolina Chocolate Drops and later Rhiannon Giddens Band, Hubby Jenkins is a talented multi-instrumentalist who endeavors to share his love and knowledge of old-time American music and has earned himself both Grammy and Americana Award nominations. The Piedmont Blues acoustic duo, comprised of Valerie and Benedict Turner, are ambassadors of country blues music and the Piedmont style of fingerpicking. Their mission is to help bring awareness to this unique aspect of African-American culture and to the contributions of early blues artists through performing and teaching. This concert on March 25th will be an evening you really don't want to miss. Tickets and information can be found on our website at www.calliopehouse.org.
Thanks, Lisa. Friday, March 10th, 6:30 p.m., the Black Forge Coffee Awake at Last will be holding an album release show.
7:30 p.m. on the 10th, Club Cafe, Mark Dignam and Friends. And 7:30 p.m. on the 10th at the Warhol Museum, Adam Green. Sunday the 12th at 5 p.m. at Emmanuel Episcopal Church in Northern Allegheny, there on the north side, Jazz at Emmanuel presents the Thomas Wendt Quartet. And at 8 p.m. on the 12th at the Byam Theater, Black Violin. Friday the 17th at 8 p.m. at the Funhouse at Mr. Small's, the Beagle Brothers, along with the Pokemaniacs. Saturday the 18th at 8 p.m. at Club Cafe, the Dirty Grass Players St. Paddy's Day celebration. Tuesday the 21st at 8 p.m. at Mr. Small's Theater, an evening with Yo La Tengo. Wednesday the 22nd, I've got two things to tell you about at 8 p.m. At Club Cafe, John McEwen and the Circle Band. Also at 8 p.m. on the 22nd at the Thunderbird, Dust Bowl Revival. And Saturday the 25th, as Lisa told us, Calliope is presenting a Hubby Jenkins along with Benedict Turner and Valerie Turner at the Kelly Strayhorn Theater. Again, that's 7:30 p.m. on March 25th. Saturday, April 1st at 7:30 p.m., UU Song Space at First Unitarian is presenting Celtic fusion band House of Hamel. I really like their music. UUSongspace.com to find more information. The WRCT radio and music calendars are heard daily at 1 p.m., 7 p.m., and 11 p.m. unless we are in the throes of automation and are available at WRCT.org. If your organization would like to post an event or an online event on our calendars, send email to music-calendar@WRCT.org or radio-calendar@WRCT.org. Submit notices at least 2 weeks in advance of the event date and be sure to include the venue, artist name or event title, date, time, and a short description. Hello there, everybody, and welcome to episode number 212 of the Black Diamond Show. I am Mando Richard, and I've got about an hour of bluegrass music that I know you will enjoy. Just sit back, relax, grab yourself a root beer or a cup of water, whatever makes you happy. Let's get things started. Since our theme song is Don Stover's Black Diamond, I thought we'd start with Pete Pike doing Black Diamond Coal. That work for you? Thanks so much for tuning in to the Black Diamond Show.
Shines 1,000 feet down in the mine, and the only way you ever go is down. I've got coal dust in my soul, Lord, I'll dive down in this hole, pulling black diamond coal from the ground. Cold scoop in my hand, between the heartaches and the slight, it's about to break my back. This old hole knows just how to kill a man. Well, the sun never shines 1,000 feet down in the mine, and the only way you ever go is down. I've got coal dust in my soul, Lord, I'll die down in this hole. Some old days. the ground. This old shovel fits my hand. Lord, I'll die a mining man. This old mountaintop decides to take me down. Oh, the sun never shines 1,000 feet down in the mine. And the only way you ever go is down. I've got coal dust in my soul. Lord, I'll die down in this hole.
Consider. We're both too young to be married now. When we're married, we're bound together. Let's stay single just one more year. He went to the ball where she was dancing. A jealous thought came through his mind. I'll kill that girl, my own true lover, or let another man beat my time. He went to the bar and he called her to him.
said, Willie dear, what do you want with me? Come and drink wine with the one that loves you more than anyone else you know, said he. Bar drinking, that same old thought came through his mind. He killed that girl, his own true lover. He gave her poison in a glass of wine. She laid her head over on his shoulder, said, Willie dear, please take me home. That glass of wine that I've just drinking has gone to my head and got me wrong. His head over on the pillow. Let me read you the law. Let me tell you my mind. Molly dear, I'm sorry to tell you, we both drank poison in a glass of wine. They fold their arms round each other. They cast their eyes into the sky. Oh God, ain't this a pity that both true lovers are bound to die.
We're going to do a little bit of the very first 78 recording ever recorded commercially in country music. It's Fiddlin' John Carson with Little Log Cabin in the Lane. I'm getting old and feeble and cannot work no more. My rusty bladed hoe I've laid to rest. My mama and my papa are sleeping side by side. Their spirits are now roaming with the blessed. Oh, the chimney's fallen down and the roof has tumbled in, letting in the sunshine and the rain. And the only friend I've got now is that little dog of mine in that little old log cabin in the lane. Play it, dog. Oh, the past, they have grown up that led us round the hill. The fences have all gone to decay, and the creeks, they have dried up where we used to go to mill. Oh, things have changed the course another way. Oh, the chimney's fallen down and the roof is tumbled in, letting in the sunshine and the rain. And the only friend I've got now is that little dog of mine in that little old log cabin in the lane. Let's play it together. Long to stay here, but what a little time I've got. I'll try to rest content while I remain, till death shall call its dog and me to find a better home than that little old log cabin in the lane. Oh, the chimney's fallen down and the roof is tumbled in, letting in the sunshine and the rain. And the only friend I've got now is that little dog of mine in that little old log cabin in the lane.
Thank you.
listening to Sonny Osborne play The Foggy Mountain Breakdown. Not Earl Scruggs. Yeah. Hope you'll enjoy that as the musical bed while I tell you about our opening set of music here on The Black Diamond Show. Pete Pike gave us Black Diamond Coal. I think he recorded that back in the 1960s, but I have it on a compilation that came out in 2005 called Pete Pike Rollin' Again, which sort of collected some of his earlier work. Then we heard Mr. McCloud's Reel from the 5 Mile Mountain Road Band. That's from their self-titled record, 5 Mile Mountain Road, which came out on the Patuxent label back in 2018. Then we went back to 1949 for the Stanley Brothers doing The Little Glass of Wine. Then the last thing I set was Little Log Cabin in the Lane, as performed for you by David Holt, Doc Watson, and Doc's grandson, Richard Watson. And that was, I think, recorded back at the 2006 Merlefest. Here comes a 2023 single from Chris Jones and the Night Drivers.
The story's always always told that a black snake carved this road. Looked just like a ribbon running wild. Moonshine paid the bills thanks to daddy's copper steel. And there weren't none better for a country mile. To fetch the highest price, he'd wait for dark to go to town. He learned to take those hairpin turns without slowing down. Black snake, sliding down that mountainside. Trying to shake the lawman on my daddy's hide. Papa and that black snake cut a crooked road through the night. Papa learned to drive just like Bonnie and Clyde in his modified 47 Ford. He set his wheels on fire trying to push that needle higher. He kept his left foot matched against the floor. The revenue man knew what was rolling down the ridge, but he couldn't catch my daddy's Ford no matter what he did. A crooked road through the night. Black snake.
Those Texas blue bonnets, how sweetly they grow. O'er all the white prairies, they're scattered like snow. They make all the meadows as blue as the skies, reminding me of my little darling's blue eyes.
So blue, I wish I had someone I knew just to help me tuck away my blues, lonesome blues. Say, won't you be that someone to help me lose my blues? I really need someone to love me, someone to kiss, someone to scold me, someone to miss. Say, won't you be that someone to help me lose my blues, lonesome blues? Say, won't you be that someone to help me lose my blues, lonesome blues?
Of the stream, and a 44 gun strapped around her, and a five string on her knee. Dig a hole in the meadow, dig a hole in the cold damp ground. Dig a hole in the meadow, we're gonna lay darling Corey down. Thank you.
cold, damp ground. Dig a hole, dig a hole in the meadow. We're gonna lay darling Corey down.
Around the stacks of CDs and LPs and tapes that litter my house, I found the Lilly Brothers and Don Stover doing Shuckin' the Corn. So this is Don Stover on the banjo here, and that's the musical bed that you'll be listening to while I tell you about that last set of music here on the Black Diamond Show. Back at the beginning of the set, Chris Jones and the Night Drivers gave us a 2023 single, The Price of Falling. I thought that was a good new song. Then Donna Ulysses gave us a song about a road called Black Snake. That's from her 2011 record, An Easy Climb. Then Lori Lewis did Texas Blue Bonnets. Wasn't that fun? Yeah. That's from her 1989 record, Love Chooses You. And then we did a short little song from Jim Eanes, Red Smiley, and the Bluegrass Cut-Ups, Tuck Away My Lonesome Blues. And that's from a record that came out in 1968. And the last thing on the set was from another new record, The Wolfpen Branch. And from their 2023 record, Long Hill to Climb, here at Darlin' Corey. Larry Sparks has put out a 2023 single. Let's share it with you right now.
Sweetheart, I want to say I love you. You care for me like only you can do. You're a rose that's unlike any other. You're my best friend, sweetheart, I love you. We had our hard times, but look at all the good times and picture frames scattered all around this house. I can't explain the gift you give me every single day, but if I could, this is exactly what I'd say. Sweetheart, I want to say I love you. You care for me like only you can do. You're a rose that's unlike any other. You're my best friend, sweetheart, I love you. Well, it sure gone fast, can't believe we made it this far. You haven't changed, you still look 22. You get to me even after all this time here. I'll fall more every day until my days are through. Sweetheart, I want to say I love you. You care for me like only you can do. You're a rose that's unlike any other. You're my best friend, sweetheart, I love you. You're my best friend, sweetheart, I love you.
Myself today. Now, many, many years ago, when I was 23, I was married to a widder who was pretty as can be. This widder had a grown-up daughter, had the hair of red. My father fell in love with her, and soon they two were wed. This made my dad my son-in-law and changed my very life. My daughter was my mother, 'cause she was my father's wife. To complicate the matter, even though it brought me joy, I soon became the father of a bouncing baby boy. This little baby then became a brother-in-law to Dad, and so became my uncle, though it made me very sad. For if he was my uncle, then that also made him brother of the widow's grown-up daughter, who of course was my stepmother. My father's wife then had a son who kept him on the run, and so became my grandchild, 'cause he was my daughter's son. And now my wife's my mother's mother, and it makes me blue, because although she is my wife, she's my grandmother too. And if my wife is my grandmother, then I'm her grandchild. And every time I think of it, it nearly drives me wild. For now I have become the strangest case you ever saw. As husband of my grandmother, I am my own grandpa. I'm my own grandpa. He's his own grandpa. It sounds funny, I know, but it really is so. For I'm my own grandpa.
Say that you love me, please don't make me blue. With pain in my heart and blue on my mind, I'll always love you, but can you be mine? Can you be mine with another man's name? You know that I love you and I'm not to blame.
listening to Jimmy Gaudreau and Moondy Cline play Arkansas Traveler and Soldier's Joy from the 2008 record, 210 Train. Thanks so much for tuning into the Black Diamond Show. Now, what'd you hear in that last set of music? Well, Larry Sparks did a single called Sweetheart. It's from a record called It's Just Me that'll be coming out in 2023. Then we went back to 2019 for sort of the title track from Dale Ann Bradley's 2019 record, The Hard Way. The Hard Way Every Time, a song by Jim Croce. Then Robbie Spencer from 1999 played I'm My Own Grandpa from a CD he put out, as I said, 1999 to celebrate Grandpa Jones. And the last thing in the set was Tim Graves and the Farmhands doing With a Pain in My Heart. That's from a 2022 record called Bluegrass DNA. Well, as usual, we'll close down the Black Diamond Show with a couple of gospel numbers. First up, from The Big Bang, 1946, Bill Monroe and Bluegrass Boys edition with Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs, Here Comes the Wicked Path of Sin.
In this awful world of sorrow, in this wicked path of sin, never thinking of tomorrow or what I'd lose in the end.
Oh, I can hear,
oh, I can hear
the joy bell ring,
the joy bell ringing.
We're my friends,
we're my friends in love one way. The angel singing just inside the pearly gate. I can hear my Savior calling, won't you come unto me? Wash away your sins forever, you shall rest eternally.
I can hear,
oh, I can hear
the joy bell ring,
the joy bell ringing.
We're my friends,
we're my friends in love one way.
Love one way.
I can hear,
oh, I can hear
the angels singing,
the angels singing
just inside the pearly gate. Now I'm safe with my Jesus. He will guide me on my way. I will sing his praise forever. We'll meet in heaven some sweet day.
Oh, I can hear,
oh, I can hear
the joy bell ringing,
the joy bell ringing.
For my friends,
for my friends in love one way. The angel singing just inside the pearly gate.
Oh, I can hear,
oh, I can hear
the joy bell ringing,
the joy bell ringing.
We're my friends,
we're my friends in love one way.
Love one way.
The angel singing just inside,
just inside the pearly gate,
the pearly gate,
the pearly gate,
the pearly gate.
I've got something down in my heart that Satan can't take. It's the love of God within my soul that'll carry me along life's way. I know
I've been washed in the blood since Jesus saved my soul.
He won.
He washed and he cleansed me up and he made me white as snow.
In the blood since Jesus saved my soul. My soul.
He washed.
He washed and he cleansed me up and he made me white as snow.
Away. When the Lord comes back, he'll claim his own and we'll hear the saints all say, I know
I've been washed in the blood since Jesus saved my soul, my soul.
He
washed and he cleansed me up and he made me white as snow. Since Jesus saved my soul, my soul.
He
washed and he cleansed me up and he made me white as snow.
He
washed and he cleansed me up and he made me white as snow.
Thanks so much for having tuned into the Black Diamond Show. I am Mando Richards. I hope you enjoyed the whole show. Let me tell you about our gospel numbers before I get out of here. The first one was Bill Monroe, Lester Flatt, Earl Scruggs, and all the Bluegrass Boys from back in 1946 doing Wicked Path of Sin. And then we heard a newer band, Authentic Unlimited, from their 2022 record Gospel Sessions Volume 1. You heard Washed in the Blood. Thank you all so much for having tuned into the Black Diamond Show. I am Mando Richard. Drop me a note. Mando Richard, M-A-N-D-O Richard, either Gmail or Yahoo. Thanks again, everybody, and I'll see you next week on the radio.
Program is the conclusion to a tribute to the late Dick Gregory, entertainer, civil rights activist, and wellness guru. Gregory died of heart failure on August 19, 2017. He was 84.
From the University of Texas at Austin, KUT Radio, this is In Black America.
Peace to that whole black voice, man. It's the only voice that's honest in America today. And that's basically because that while the white racist power structure was looking at everything, they underestimated black radio because at one time it wasn't nothing but hooping and hollering and playing the next Shake Your Booty record.
Mm-hmm.
And then all at once, things start changing, new people start coming in. And they never realized they would have black voices like you or Tom John or the whole Kathy Hughes piece. And it's kind of interesting. See, black radio have to be like the black Muslims. They know in the world, the way the system go after them, they could ever be dealing in drugs.
Right.
And so black radio can never violate. They'd be off in the morning.
In the morning.
And so consequently, I've always felt that money is not power and education is not power, but information is power. So if you give me bad information, I got bad power. The problem in America, which makes your voice so important.
Dick Gregory, comedian, civil rights activist, and spokesman for health issues. This past March, Gregory was the keynote speaker at the 14th Annual Heman Sweat Symposium on Civil Rights, held on the campus of the University of Texas at Austin. In 1949, Sweat applied for admission to the UT Law School, but was denied admission on the basis of race. With the help and assistance of the NAACP, he brought legal action against the university. In the landmark case Sweat v. Painter, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that separate law school facilities could not provide a legal education equal in quality to that available at the University of Texas Law School, one of the nation's ranking law schools. In 1950, Sweat entered the University of Texas School of Law. I'm Johnny L. Hansen, Jr., and welcome to another edition of In Black America. On this week's program, comedian and civil rights activist Dick Gregory, Part 2, In Black America.
For years, I didn't know Time magazine, and New York Times had a problem. because no one that I knew was ever in that. And then when the civil rights movement hit, we would see one thing happen and then see something else go down. I didn't understand the power of white folks, because the little low-level white folks I've been around, and one of the things would make white folks mad, and I don't blame them. See, most black folks is mad at the wrong white folks. See, the white folk we mad at couldn't help us if they liked us. Matter of fact, they'll kill them on the way to get me and you. But we don't know nothing but that low-level, hateful, nasty, ungodly, hate himself and his wife, white boy. And as long as we think, like I did for years, that was the real white boy. I remember we used to make statements, redneck, ignorant, cracker. Well, how dumb do we have to be to realize it can't no reading, no writing, no educated white boy determine policies for America?
Famous for his hunger strikes, his mobilization for social change, his Bahamian diet, his comedy career, and his anti-drug activities, Dick Gregory is a unique and complex man. Born and raised in St. Louis, Missouri, he grew up shining shoes to help feed his family. At Sumner High School, he led a march against conditions in segregated schools and set a state record in track. As a star comedian in the early 1960s, he used biting racial satire and shunned the stereotypes of early black comics. Prompted by the late Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., he became a civil rights activist and anti-war leader, running for president in 1968 and fasting for human rights both here and abroad. On today's program, we conclude our conversation with Dick Gregory.
When you have AOL and Time Warner make a deal, now this is communication, that's all you heard that day. Jane Fonda's stock in 24 hours, just the Time Warner, did, I think, $20 million. And then the next 3 days, it lost $30 billion because they did it with paper money and pulled real money out.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you stop and think about, we, on the Kathy Hughes station, the second, third day after the O.J. fiasco.
And this is the one in Washington?
Yeah.
Okay.
I had got a peep at the autopsy.
Mm-hmm.
I found out.